Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Craving Wolves podcast. I'm your host, Karel van Heerden.
And for today's quick episode, I'll just have a quick look at life and how I'm in South Africa now. Okay, boom, boom. Here we go. Quick update on life. So, yes, basically almost busy with breaking a habit. Everybody knows which one that is, so I'm not going to say it. It's going good in that regard. I'm in South Africa. As you hear, there's a human in the background. Human, say hello.
Good day.
Yes, so you guys can be looking forward to another wonderful episode with my sister coming up soon. Well, maybe not just one episode, maybe like more. I don't know, we'll see. Today's just like a quick update about life and things like that. But I am in South Africa. It's really fun. You're coming to live from Peanuts Pet Food. It's a wonderful shop with amazing pet food and amazing things for your pets. And really nice people working there, of course. I had a good flight, and it was a bit annoying. The guy next to me was really big, and he kind of sat on two seats and shit like that. And I think that's just a thing for me. It's like I don't speak up. I'll just fucking move to the side and be like, yeah, it's not worth getting aggressive or anything like that. But then technically internally you get aggressive, which is also not the best thing. We need to work on that, right? And today I saw an ad, it was the funniest thing, so I do want to tell people, please stop being too sensitive. It can be sensitive, that's like, do you, and if that's your thing, like, be sensitive, there's no problem. But I saw an ad where it was like mosquito spray for your skin, and then it's like, make you invisible to mosquitoes. Not, because the other one is like, kill mosquitoes dead, or mosquitoes like may die, or it, now all of a sudden we like oversensitizing mosquitoes' lives. I think, yeah, there's definitely a joke in there that I'm going to work on, but we will see how it goes. But otherwise, it's nice weather here in South Africa, Johannesburg, Roodepoort. Well, technically it's Water Park, right? Yeah. Roodekrans, Willow Park. I'm giving like, not going to give you my exact location. Like all you fans, I don't want you to come and tackle me. The look my sister just gave me is hilarious. But for the few of you that listens, which is funny because she's like one of the big ones. For the few of you that listen, I do appreciate it, really. Thank you very much. We're also getting closer to the end of the year. So, yeah, it's always like nice. I hope everybody has nice festive times and things like that. And don't get me wrong, like, I fucking hate Christmas carols. It doesn't mean I don't want everybody to be festive. I just don't like the songs. It's repetitive, it's fucking always playing, and it irritates the living shit out of me.
On the other end.
On the other end. Yes, but the thing is, like, I like when people are festive and, like, you know, I don't want to take that away from them, but if I walk into a shop playing Christmas music and, like, nobody's greeting me with festive spirit, like how, if you play the music to be festive, don't you think? Yes, I think so. But yeah, I guess you should always try to be as festive as possible when there's other people involved. So then, you know, just makes their day better. Like, there's a big thing. Like, if you see somebody else smile and they're like, hi, how's it going? Great. thank you, have a wonderful day. And it's not like they don't want anything from you or anything. They're just in a good mood. And it is contagious, I think. It's difficult being in that good mood. And I know sometimes a lot of people use that good mood as like a defense mechanism. Like, oh, yes, it's great. It's fine. Nothing's wrong. And then you sit naked in a coffee shop like a certain show my sister showed me. Yes, but yeah, so like I see because the show that we're watching, it's Frasier, and it's quite an old show, right? So like, of course, I'm seeing, oh, there's a bird in the shop, Carlise. Okay. Oh, and she's just like, yeah, I fucking know. Like, what's his name? Yes, it's a beautiful bird. What's his name? Doesn't have a name yet. Just give them food. It's so unsensitive of you. To you, you are the person that kills the mosquitoes. How could you? Okay. Yeah, guys, so like there's gonna be more podcasts and things like that. Today's episode, I just wanted to fucking rant a bit, tell you the guys I'm in South Africa. So if anybody message me, you know where to find me. By the way, message me on the Entertainer. The Craving Wolves page is still up, but it's not very active. So if you want to message me on the Entertainer on Facebook or Karel Boesman van Heerden on Instagram. So hopefully you guys will find out that I switched the two around because I only did afterwards. Okay. Now that I'm stopped making a complete fool of myself, I want everybody to have a wonderful day. Okay, a wonderful week, wonderful festive times. Christmas next week, right? Yes, Monday. In a week's time, exactly. So on Christmas, we're gonna have a Christmas episode. Hey, that's great. I'm gonna. Yes, well, we always have an episode on Christmas, but now I'm there, and people are gonna be like, "Oh shit." Let's be careful. Anyways, I hope everybody has an epic day, epic week, festive times, and whatever you're doing, you guys are amazing. Make sure you keep on, just tell yourself that, because you are amazing. And I know I am being told by other people that I am, but I can never accept it. But I also need to sometimes just, you know, like, look at what you accomplished. And sometimes if you don't accomplish everything, just be like, dude, at least I did this. And if you did absolutely fucking nothing, at least you lived for another day, right? Or at least you didn't do something super bad. And if you did something super bad, fucking do something about it. Don't do it again. But, you know, it can always be worse. So just be happy about that. But a lot of us have a lot of things that we can be grateful for, and we are really amazing people, right? So let's look at that self-talk again, a topic that comes on so many times. But yeah, let's look at the self-talk and make it epic, guys. So happy holidays. Thank you for listening to the Craving Wolves podcast. Stay safe, stay strong, and most of all,
stay unique.
Yes.